Okay, Hebrews chapter 13, in your Scofield Bible, page 1304. Starting with verse 12, we'll read responsively through verse 15, and the text verse for this morning's message is the 15th verse. Shall we stand, please, as we always do for the reading of the Word of God? Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And let's pray. Father, we thank you so for this church. There's just no place like this place. And we thank you for the book, the Bible. There's no book like this one. And thank you for the preaching of your word here, Sunday after Sunday. How good it's always been. We look to thee for something else, again, from thy word. And truly, its riches are inexhaustible. Thank you for our preacher. Speak through him, to him. And help us this morning, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at your Bibles again, please, to the 13th chapter of Hebrews. I want to read a few verses to you. Hebrews chapter 13. Actually, I'm going to read with you, or as you follow, and exhort just a little bit from these verses before I pray. Look at verse number 12, Hebrews 13:12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Look at me. Jesus suffered without the gate. That means he was a man of reproach, man of sorrows, a reproach, acquainted with grief. He suffered outside the gate. What does that mean? Unpopular, hated, rejected, outside the gate. Now look at verse number 13. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. What does that mean? That means the world that loved him shouldn't love us. That means we assume his enemies. To the old rugged cross, I will never be true. It's shame and reproach gladly bear. So, he's talking about here, Jesus goes outside the gate. Now, we then are likewise supposed to go outside the gate unto him, bearing his reproach. Now, in verse 14, for here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Now then, look at verse number 15, a very interesting statement. I dare say that most, if not all of you, have never noticed this. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise to God continually. Continually means when you're up and when you're down. When you're sick or when you're well. Now bear in mind, Jesus is outside the camp. We go outside the camp. And then we offer the sacrifice of praise. To God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. I want to talk to you for a while this morning on the subject, the sacrifice of praise. Very unique thought. I hope you listen carefully. Our Heavenly Father, I pray this morning that we'll understand, maybe for the first time, really what praising God is all about. Bless me as I speak and our dear people as they hear. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to use an illustration this morning that will enter, sort of, be the entrance or the doorway into my sermon. I came to this passage as a young preacher where it said the sacrifice of praise. I understand that. Now, let me sort of explain. If this morning you give a dollar in the offering, you made an offering, but you did not make a sacrifice. But there are some of you this morning that put placed in the offering something that caused you to have to do without something else. You sacrificed to give. Now, my Bible talks about the sacrifice of praise. There is a praise that is a sacrifice. Let me explain. I read this verse years ago, and I just stumbled on it. The sacrifice of praise. What in the world could the sacrifice of praise be? And I never preached from it. I just didn't know what it meant. And I had a good friend who became famous later. At this particular time, he was not famous. His name was Lester Roloff. Little Roloff and I, we were young men. You know, I pastored a small church that was growing, and he pastored a small church that was growing. And as a couple of young preachers, I used to call him every Monday morning, ask him what kind of day he had, and he'd ask what kind of day I had, and we would always, I'd say, how many did you have in Sunday school? And I wouldn't tell him how many we had, so he told me how many he had, because I had to figure out how many we had after he told me how many he had. And I had to decide whether to estimate it or whether to give an accurate figure, you know. But he and I were good buddies and close friends. By the way, nobody knew us outside our own county back in those days. He had a broadcast called the Family Altar Broadcast, and I won't go into it except to say that he was put off the station. And then he had started an orphanage and a home for girls, better put this way, a home for girls and a home for young men. And the state of Texas gave him some real trouble. In fact, they threatened to close down the homes, and he fought a long-standing battle. Back in the days when the Southern Baptists got after him, and the state of Texas got after him, and the radio station got after him, and which means the devil got after him, he was bit down, all the way down. I mean, he was really at the bottom. And he didn't have a whole nation of people like he had then, like I have now, that loved him and prayed for him, or people across the nation. And so I knew he was on the bottom. So I went down to see him, drove 360 miles down to Corpus Christi, Texas. I went to his office, and he was all the way down. I was talking to him, trying to encourage him, and looked up, and there was a little framed saying on his wall. Looked like it might be handwritten, something he hadn't bought, something that he had probably written himself and framed and put on his wall. And it said, "Praise God, anyhow. Praise God, anyhow." And I said, that's it. That's what the sacrifice of praise is. It's praising God, anyhow. The sacrifice of praise is when anyhow is added to praise. Then when the Bible says rejoice evermore, it means rejoice sometimes, and sometimes rejoice anyhow. And the Bible says that everything give thanks. It means give thanks sometimes, and sometimes give thanks anyhow. Now look, there are times when I feel like praising God. There are times, I'll be honest with you, when that man quoted Revelation during pastor school, this seat barely could hold me. I almost took off my shoes and began to run around this building. I'm not kidding. I had to nail myself down. I got some Elmer's glue and glued myself to this seat. But I could have had a spell. I could have taken my shoes off and run around this building and run all over this building and shouted and jumped up and down and praised the Lord. Now, that's when it's easy to praise. But now there are times when I don't feel like praising. But praise God anyhow. That's the sacrifice of praise. That's when you don't want to praise, but you praise God anyhow. That's when the truth is you can't find much to praise God for, but you praise God anyhow. What it is, when you don't feel like praising God, yet you do, then praise is a sacrifice. Like, you know, people say, God, the Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. Well, somebody says, I'm not going to give if I can't give cheerfully. That's what God does. He loves a cheerful giver. I love an old crab that'll give. I don't care. But when you give and you don't want to give, like some of you folks are going to give double tithe in a few weeks, And it's going to be tough for you. That's a sacrifice. Now it is tough to praise, but you praise anyhow. That's the sacrifice of praise. For example, on Pentecost Sunday, one Sunday, 4,995 people got saved in one Sunday here, walked the aisles. Another second Pentecost Sunday, over 3,100 people got saved, walked, 3,300 people got saved, walked the aisles. Then the next time, 5,100 and some odd people got saved and walked the aisles. No problem praising God then. But about once a year here on a Sunday night, we'll have a night with somebody baptized. We baptize every Sunday morning, but about once a year, we'll have a night when there's nobody to baptize. Now, that's not like Pentecost Sunday, but I'm supposed to praise God anyhow. God said, I want you to praise me when you feel like praising me, and praise me when you don't feel like praising me. I want you to praise me when circumstances cause you to want to shout and say glory to God, but I also want you to praise me when the circumstances are not conducive to praising God. If you don't want to praise Him anyhow. If you don't feel like praise Him anyhow. As Brother Rudolph said, praise God anyhow. It is praise when circumstances sour. The sacrifice of praise is praise when defeat comes. The sacrifice of praise is praise when health fails. The sacrifice of praise is praising God when poverty replaces prosperity. The sacrifice of praise is praising God when persecution substitutes for popularity. It is a sacrifice of praise. It is praising God when you replace things that change for things that never change. Now, hear me carefully. There are times I can praise God because I feel great. But there are times I don't feel great. Does that mean I praise God because I don't feel great? No, I just praise God because the Bible is still the Word of God. So the sacrifice of praise is when at the bottom, praising God that your name cannot be removed from the book of life. Now, that'll never change. So there are times I say, thank God, it's a beautiful day. There are times I say, thank God, it's a lousy day, but thank God, my name is written in heaven. And it always will be written in heaven. That's what you call the sacrifice of praise. I don't feel like praise, but my mind takes over and realizes the goodness of God instead of my heart taking over and feeling the goodness of God. A sacrifice of praise is when you're at the bottom, but you praise God because your name cannot be removed from the book of life. The sacrifice of praise is when you're at the end of your rope, forcing yourself to praise God. Hear what I said? Forcing yourself to praise God that your sins can never be re-entered in God's books. I can't think of a single thing today that where my senses have been appeased or satisfied. I don't feel good. I'm hungry. My wife's mad at me. That's just not true, but I'm saying if it were ever to happen. My wife's mad at me. I feel like I've got a little temperature. I've got a bad cold. My church is about to vote me out, and I can't think of a single thing to praise God. Wait a minute. My sins are blotted out. God has removed my sins from His record in heaven. And ladies and gentlemen, that won't change. There's nothing wrong with praising God when you feel good. But when you feel bad, you can still praise God, not because you feel bad, but because there's some things that never change. The sacrifice of praise is when, all the way down, praising God, that book never changes. It may be that it's not easy for you to praise God. It may be that the circumstances of your life do not allow you to praise God for those circumstances, but bless God, there's some things that never get down. There's some things that never change. So when you get to the place to where you can't praise instinctively and your emotions don't take over, let your mind take over and stop and realize that is the eternal Word of God right there. That's what you call the sacrifice of praise. It is when forsaken by man, praising God that he will never forsake. It is when conditions darken, praising God, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't praise God because you got a raise in pay. But I'm saying when you get a cut in pay, you ought to still praise God. That's the sacrifice of praise. I'm down. I don't feel good. So I'll praise God for the things that are foundation things that never change. And something that'll never change is my Savior. Something that'll never change is my Heavenly Father. Something that'll never change is my name being written in the book of life. Something that'll never change is the fact that my sins are gone. Now, that is the sacrifice of praise. You know, I'm talking to folks this morning. You don't feel like praising God this morning. Well, let me remind you to praise Him anyhow. Just sacrifice. Do it if you don't want to do it. Do it if you don't feel like doing it. Do it if you can't think of a single circumstantial reason. You can look and say, okay, my heart is not rejoicing. I don't feel like getting up and saying, praise God, because I'm well and happy and prosperous. But bless God, I am going to give a sacrifice of praise. I'll praise Him because my name is in heaven. I'll praise Him because my sins are gone. I'll praise Him because that book is true. And that's what's called the sacrifice of praise. A sacrifice of praise is when at the darkest hour, you praise God that heaven is forever. It is the person, get this now, the sacrifice of praise is the person who's not emotional praising God. You say, well, I'm just not that type. Then sacrifice and praise Him. It's the person who's not the kind that's emotional. I mean, it's just not easy for you to get up. Brother Colston, for example. Brother Colston, it's not easy for him to get up. In fact, it's not easy for him to wake up. But Brother Colston is a solid, steady, dependable fellow. But every once in a while, I see him raise his hand like that. Now, he's not the type. Brother Colson's not like Blackwell. In fact, I can't think of anybody that's like Blackwell. Blackwell wakes up, says, hallelujah, I'm awake. Brother Colson never wakes up, so he can't praise God for that. But I'm saying this. Praising God is not for those to whom it is natural. Praising God is for anyone who is a Christian. You're commanded to praise God. Now, if you're the emotional type, that something gets in you and say, well, glory, that's good. But if you're not the emotional type, you're still commanded to praise God, and that's the sacrifice of praise. It is character substituting for emotion in praising God. Let me say it again. It is character substituting for emotion in praising God. It is praise prompted by the head instead of the heart. It was praise when John praised God on Mount Tabor. When Jesus pulled back the curtain and gave us a little sneak preview of what the millennium is like. And Peter, James, and John joined Moses and Elijah and Jesus in that little six-person meeting up on Mount Tabor. And Peter said, this is so wonderful. Why don't we just build three tabernacles up here and let's just stay up here. And that's praise. But when John was on Patmos by himself, exiled, alone, persecuted, he's out there praising God. That's the sacrifice of praise. It was praise when Job and his family had their get-togethers and their family devotion time and their family reunion time, that was praise. It was sacrifice of praise when Job stood before 10 graves. With his children gone, his health gone, his wife gone, his possessions gone, and yet he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he'll stand again to the last day. That's a sacrifice of praise. You don't feel like praise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 graves. But praise God anyhow. That's a sacrifice of praise. It was praise when Joseph was promoted to the right hand of the king of Egypt. It was sacrifice of praise when Joseph praised God while in prison. It was praise when Abraham heard that Isaac was going to be miraculously born. It was a sacrifice of praise when Abraham praised God while walking to Mount Moriah thinking he was going to offer his son as a sacrifice on Mount Moriah. It was praise when David was promoted to become the king. It was praised when the crown of Judah was placed on his head. Later, the crown of all of Israel placed on his head. It was praised. It was sacrifice of praise when David was at Mahanaim and his son had rebelled against him, his own son trying to become the king. David was not on the throne. He did not wear the crown. He did not hold the scepter. He did not wear the robe. And David out there in Mahanaim gave the sacrifice of praise when he said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Now, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to me carefully. You say, "Well, I just don't have, I'm not the emotional type." Then make the sacrifice of praise. "I'm just not the person that tingles when Brother Hiles preaches." Then make the sacrifice of praise. It may be that we're different. We are different. We have different emotional responses. But there's one place where we're all the same, and that's all of our names are written in the book of life. There's another place where we're all the same, and that is all of us have our sins blotted out and not recorded against us. There's one place where all of us are the same, and that is God will not impute our sins against us because Jesus paid for it on the cross of Calvary. There's one place where we're all the same, and that is all of us are washed in the same blood, saved for the same Savior, going to the same heaven, looking for the same blessed hope of the rapture. I'm saying that if you can't praise God because you have good food and a nice house and a good car and a good job and good health, then get down to those things that cannot change. Praise Him for His book. Praise Him for the Father. Praise Him for the Son. Praise Him for the Holy Spirit. Praise Him for heaven. Praise Him for the rapture. Praise Him for salvation. Praise Him for the fact that your sins are blotted out of this world. Force it. You say force it? Yeah, I said force it. You do, some of you folks, that the last time you praised God was when your wife came back after she left you. Or was it the second time she left you? But it does some of you folks good. It's not your type. It's not your nature. It does some of you good to sit down about 5 minutes and realize that you're going to go to heaven forever. It does some of you folks good to realize that your name is written indelibly in God's book of life. Then, because of it, force yourself to praise. That never hurt me. The sacrifice of praise. That's not easy for me. The sacrifice of praise. It was praise when David preached at Antioch and hundreds were saved. It was a sacrifice of praise when he praised God at the jail in Philippi and praised God in prison at Rome in the Mamertine prison. Now you listen to me carefully. I don't care how bad your circumstances are. I don't care how tough you have it. I don't care how many burdens you have this morning. You've got enough reasons to cause you to, by your will, decide to praise God. If you don't want to jump up and holler amen right here, get out in the woods this afternoon and do it. If you don't want to jump up and down and say, "Praise God," I'm just simply saying, everybody in this room whose name is written in heaven, my Bible commands you. He says, rejoice not because the demons are subject to you, but rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Now, you don't have to do it here, but you're supposed to do it somewhere. In victory, praise God. In defeat, praise God anyhow. In health, praise God. In illness, praise God anyhow. In prosperity, praise God. In poverty, praise God anyhow. In life, praise God. In death, praise God anyhow. In companionship, praise God. In loneliness, praise God anyhow. In popularity, praise God. In persecution, praise God anyhow. At pastor school, when the fellow's gotten down to Revelation chapter 20, when Jesus is ruling and reigning on the throne, and the fellow's quoted the entire book of Revelation, now he's gotten down to Revelation 21 and 22, describing the holy city, praise God, but on Christmas Sunday. Nobody much walks the aisle. One old 99-year-old man started his foreign mission field. 6-month-old baby gets saved. A blind man gives up movies. 1-legged man gives up dancing. Praise God anyhow. Man, on the mountaintop, praise God. In the valley, praise God anyhow. In life's noontimes, praise God. In life's midnights, praise God anyhow. On clear days where you can see forever, praise God. On dark days when you can't see your way, praise God anyhow. When you understand, praise God. When you can't understand, praise God anyhow. When you're strong, praise God. When you're weak, praise God anyhow. The sacrifice of praise. What is the sacrifice of praise? A sacrifice of praise is that man right there in the aisle and that little wife beside him. Loyal, faithful businessman. fell off a scaffolding about 20 feet, landed the wrong way, paralyzed from here down, probably for the rest of his life. Now, Randy, you can't praise God today because of that wheelchair. You can't praise God today because you can get up and run and walk. You can't do that. You can't praise God today because you still have your business. You can't do that. I want to tell you something. That wheelchair can't take your name out of the book of life. That wheelchair cannot take your mansion away from heaven. And that wheelchair cannot take the Holy Spirit out of that body. When that man praises God, he's not praising God because he's well. He's not praising God because he's prosperous. He's not praising God because he's happy. He's not praising God because of earthly circumstances. He's praising God anyhow. That's the sacrifice of praise. What is the sacrifice of praise? I mention it almost every Sunday, but I have to again. Marlene Evans. It's no secret. She's sitting back there right now, but will she be here for the Women's Spectacular? I thought about her last Wednesday. Was she at her last opening day? Marlene Evans can't praise God today because of good health, because cancer is eating up her body. But she can give to God what most of us cannot give, the same measure, and that is the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise. Praising God for circumstances is praise. Praising God in spite of circumstances is the sacrifice of praise. I was in Emmaus, Pennsylvania, preaching. I went to my room in the afternoon. I worked a while, studied a while, and called the office about 4 o'clock. Their time, 3 o'clock here. Rose O'Brien answered the phone. And I said, Rose O'Brien said, Preacher, have you heard? I hate those words. I hate those words. I said, what do you mean? She said, about Brother Roloff. I said, Brother Roloff, what about him? She said, his plane went down. Well, I said, she said, he's gone. Brother Roloff has been killed. I put down the phone after chatting a few moments. I went out and began to walk up and down a country road near Emmaus, Pennsylvania. I felt like those men did on the road to Emmaus in the Bible after their Savior had been crucified. My good friend is gone. I got back home and I got a call. They said, would you preach for the Roloff's funeral service? And I said, yes, I will. I flew to Corpus Christi, Texas, where I preached at the city auditorium there for his funeral service. Before the funeral service, I was taken to his office. I sat down at the desk where my friend had sat. I looked up on the wall, and there it was. praise God anyhow. That's what the sacrifice of praise is. It's praising God anyhow. If today the angel's feathers aren't tickling your chin, and if today you cannot look up and see Jesus face to face, and if today the emotions of life are not bubbling from your soul and spirit because the circumstances are not what would make you shout and praise God. Praise God. Anyhow. Anyhow. Because there's some things that don't change. If you can't praise Him because of health, praise Him because the book never changes. If you can't praise Him because of wealth, praise Him because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can't praise Him because of prosperity. Praise Him because your sins have been blotted out of the book of life. And your name is written there eternally, forever, and ever, and ever, and ever. So this morning I'm talking to two types of people, and I'll close. Type number one. God's been good to you. You live in America. You have a nice house or a nice apartment. You have better living conditions than 95% of the world. Did you know that if there are only 100 people in the world, only 100 people in the world, did you know that 90% of the wealth would be owned by 6 of those people? And all 6 would be Americans? If this morning you're in good health, shout His praises. If you have a good job, shout His praises. Your family's well, shout His praises. If you feel good, shout His praises. If you're financially okay, shout His praises. But if not, you don't feel like it, you don't feel emotional, then do the same thing you do when you give an offering you can't afford. Give when it hurts. And praise when it hurts. The sacrifice of praise. I preached down at the Roloff's place several years ago, a few years after you'd gone. I walked into the office of my good friend, where he and I had fellowship so many times. He'd been in heaven for several years. There it was, on the wall. Praise God anyhow. Praise God anyhow. And that's what the Bible means when it says, offer to God the sacrifice of praise. Is your name written in heaven? Then you can praise when you don't feel like it. If your name is not written in heaven, it can be. God will write your name in His book and never scratch it out if you will simply realize that you're a sinner. Realize that you're lost and that Jesus Christ came and paid the penalty on the cross for your sins and rose again after 72 hours. If you will trust Him to take you to heaven, He'll forgive your sins, make you His child, and write your name indelibly in the book of life. And when the house of praise is torn down, the foundation of your name written in heaven will still be there. If you can't praise God for the house, thank Him as a foundation that cannot be shaken. Offer Him the sacrifice of praise. Would you bow your heads, please?